Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. The Yankees are 5-0, the Mets are 0-4. And when your team gets off to a great start like this, it really does feel awesome. You got that anticipation for first pitch, and you're all in, and you're fighting the sleep when they're out on the West Coast, and you want to stay up to watch them win again. And then when your team's losing like this, and you are 0-4, you're just thinking, God, you know what? Maybe a rainout isn't the worst thing tonight. I don't know. I had the opposite opinion yesterday. I was like, they need to get back out there and play. Now I'm not so sure. Now I think a rainout might be a good thing for the Mets, and it probably will happen. They're going to have to try to squeeze in two games on Wednesday. And it's not an overreaction to say that the Mets, who were built not necessarily to really take on the Atlanta Braves and Philadelphia Phillies this year, have major problems. And if they have these guys that you called, because they have been legitimate everyday players, have bad seasons again, then they're going to have to blow this entire thing up. And there's no two ways about it. Now, they could salvage it. I kind of think the worst possible thing is for them to hover around 500. Give us a decision on where this organization is going to go. Because Pete Alonso hit 50 home runs, and this team, if they won 85 games, that'd be amazing. Pete Alonso has a great run. Okay, let's sign Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso hits 50 home runs, and Mets are 15 games under 500 for majority of the year. Get rid of them. What you don't want to have is that teetering seesaw. David Stearns doesn't know what to do with this team because you don't really know what you got. So maybe this miserable start turns into a 1-11 disaster, and we know that this team and these players aren't going to cut it. And David Stearns can really start getting to work on remaking this roster.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you other than it is certainly frustrating. I'm sure it is for the players. I'm sure it is, after the game, answering all the questions. They can't get the manager's first win, and it doesn't look good. Now, two out of their starting five are now out. So Tyler McGill is going to be out for I don't know how long, maybe a couple weeks, with a tendonitis in the shoulder, it looks like. And, of course, Kodai Senga is not here, and we're going to get a lot of movement in this pitching staff, which was not to be thought of to be great in the first place, but Manaea was good yesterday.
Yeah, he was great. He was beyond good. He was absolutely awesome and gives you hope that he could put a good season together. And he's had a history of being a pretty good pitcher. You got to look at Adrian Hauser for the first time in a Mets uniform coming up whenever this next game is played, but yeah, I mean, there were major concerns about the rotation. You thought that maybe they'd be able to generate offense, and they have the fewest runs in Major League Baseball right now scored in the first four games of the season.
How many innings has Edwin Diaz pitched? One?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Just one, right? I think.
Or is it two? No, he got in.
He got in twice.
He got in twice.
I mean, and that's like a waste.
Well, of course it is. When you're a terrible team with a great closer, you know, it's like men with nipples. What are you using them for? fair comparison?
That's a very good question.
What do we got these things for?
Yeah, I really haven't thought about that.
There's really no point.
Yeah.
I did look this up recently.
You did, but I wouldn't say
like why men.
Having a top-end closer is like men with nipples.
No, having a top-end closer is...
Not using that top-end closer.
Right, is like men having nipples.
Okay. And so you looked it up?
Oh, I think it had something to do with... I was curious as to why men had nipples. And I think it was like the nipples develop before the sex is determined in the process of becoming a human within the womb. I think that's what it was. So like...
So we all have nipples. That's what we all have in common.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was.
We all have eyes. Yeah. We all have ears. Mm-hmm. We all have a nose.
Oh, I mean, arms,
teeth,
legs,
arms, and kind of things. And nipples.
Yeah. Well, nipples, yeah. But they're useless. All those other
for
things.
For us, they are.
Right, for us.
Yeah.
They're absolutely useless.
Right.
So the point being that Edwin Diaz having an all-time year on a terrible team means nothing.
The only reason we have nipples is for purple nurples.
How many of those did you give back at East High School? Oh, yeah, that too. You know what my least favorite one of those was of all the things? That was the ball,
the little ball tap. Yeah. Ugh.
And it wasn't even hard. Like, just like someone just would flick their finger on it, and you'd just be like, oh, it would hurt so bad.
But look how you're treating your balls now with these shiniest underwear. Think about how far you've come along.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, all those years of getting flicked in the balls, and now my balls are in basically a ball retirement. They're just hanging out in that ball hammock and having a grand old time.
Yes.
you were about to say something, Eddie?
No,
you grabbed that microphone?
I'll pass.
All right, and then on the other side of things, all right, the New York Yankees are rolling, and it's such a big season for them on so many levels. And to get off to this start is spectacular. So, I mean, if you think about the Mets and what I just said about them and David Stearns and the determining where they're going to go, you know, if this season turned out to be a bad season for the Yankees, you know, that really could be finally maybe you go in a different direction with the general manager, or Juan Soto goes somewhere else, or, you know, they would have to reevaluate who they were because they had such a bad season last year. They called it a disaster. They went in and made a couple of major moves, including Juan Soto. So this was an all-in year when you got Gerrit Cole and Aaron Judge still in their prime ages to go and try to win a World Series. And if it didn't work out and they had another year like last year, the organization might have gone in a completely different direction. So, you know, both of these years are pivot spots.
Let me think. You know, 25 games in.
Yeah.
I think the Yankees could be 18-7 and the Mets be 7-18.
Well, of course I could. I mean, I could believe that as we sit here today. Yeah.
I mean, that would be getting off to an amazing start.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but that's exactly what the Rangers did. They got off to an unbelievable start, kind of hit the skids a little bit midway through the season, and then pick their game back up towards the end of the season here.
Yeah, I mean, remember what the Yankees did a couple of years ago when they ran away with a division and the start that they got off to?
Yeah, something like that. Can they do that again?
Yeah. I mean, we were comparing them to the 98 Yankees start. That's how good it was, not last year, but the previous year. Now, they obviously didn't play great the rest of the season, and in the second half, they struggled, and there was even a point where you felt like, I think it got down to like four games with the Blue Jays or something really scary, and they ended up picking up at the end as well, but did not have a great postseason. But yeah, that something like that again would be great. And they're better. They are better this year on paper than they were a couple years ago. Now, they don't have a healthy Gerrit Cole right now, but the rest of the roster is better than it was 2 years ago.
You know, they're just everything they're doing. And even like when you watch a young guy like Volpe just actually starting to come into his own, I mean, that's money. That's gravy right there. That's exactly what you want. I mean, especially because you have him under control. You don't have to pay him a lot of money. And he's playing one of the, if not the most important position in the game, and also hitting on top of that.
Yeah.
And that is like a huge bonus. And their bullpen has been unbelievable.
Let's go to James, who's down in Tampa. What's going on, James?
What's up, Boomer and GL?
How you doing, man? What do you got for us?
I just want to talk to you about the Mets, the start of their season. It might be a little karma from Stevie Cohen.
How's that? What do you mean?
His SAC Capital, his hedge fund, a couple years ago got jammed up for insider trading. Got what's...
He said shady guy.
Yeah, it's shady guy, yes.
Eddie Tricky with a... quick with the trigger finger over there. But
okay.
He said he thinks that Steve Cohen is now receiving karma because there was insider trading going on with SAC Capital that he rebranded to 0.72 assets, and now he's getting the bad side of the
karma. If I remember, they had to pay a huge fine, and it wasn't Steve Cohen doing the insider trading of somebody who worked for him.
Yeah, I mean, if that were the case, like, you know, Marge Schott's teams would have been 0-162, right?
Right. Major League Baseball did business with FTX.
I mean, let's get real here.
Right.
No such thing. Dan in Troy, New York. What's going on, Dan?
Good morning, guys. Something to go along with, with the purple nurples.
Yeah.
I remember going to school and wearing a hat, and you'd get your hand into, like, the shape when you're going to knock on a door, and you just hit somebody on the top of the head right on that knob. Ooh, that was one of the
worst. Oh, yeah, that hurt, too. Yeah, knob, a little dot on the top of the head.
Yeah, that hurt, yeah.
Oh, God, that's a good one there, Dan. I forgot about that. Yeah.
It's a lot of things you forget about.
Yeah.
Oh, we forget about. I mean, I'm a little bit older than you. We had other things going on, but...
What do you mean?
I mean, like, it's a little bit different. I mean...
I don't see it. You
know, I was in high school in the 70s.
Here's what I'll say, though, and I firmly believe this.
Okay.
That the way things were when you played high school football were very similar to when I played, and it started changing after that.
Yeah.
Like, so I think it carried into, because I played in the late 90s. Like, the last team that I played on was the 1999 Belport football team.
And I was 20 years before you. I was the 1978.
So I feel like in those 20 years, not a lot changed, because we share a lot of similar stories about coaches and teammates and things that went on.
Yep.
And I do think, like, shortly after that, things started to change dramatically.
So they got soft?
I don't want to say that, because they went and won a ton after that. Both East Islip and Belport won a ton.
But you couldn't hurt anybody's feelings.
Or their ball sacks. Right? You couldn't just be flicking these things or giving swirlies or... whatever, you know, that type of stuff.
Loogies.
Yeah. Ah, man.
Ah.
Ray in Brooklyn. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good. All right, Ray, what's happening, brother?
Listen, I don't know if you heard, you mentioned Sal Licata before.
Yeah. And
he got a call yesterday of somebody telling him that he's not a good radio host. He's Evan is by far better than him. And he went on a rant to say that he is aiming to be the best. He did his time in Home Depot and all of that stuff that he went on, and that he's not going to stop until he's the best. And this is his priority, and not the family and his job. I had an issue with him last week. I just think he's a clown. He does not let the caller speak. He speaks over you. He doesn't let you get your point across. And then he hung up on me.
So, all right, well, I mean, I've done that plenty of times, Ray, when you get worked up. I mean, I think that every single host has yelled at a caller and hung up on them, including the big fella to my right. It happens occasionally when you're in this seat and you're having a tough time. I mean, what about what Sal said about wanting to be the best and having the job be a priority for him? What about that bothered you?
It was just his reaction, how he answered the caller. Yes, it happens. I know guys piss you off and they say stupid things. He does it to 8 out of 10 callers. He doesn't let them get that point across. He yells over them, and then he hangs up. So it's not like even a conversation. It's just like being reprimanded by your father or something.
Yeah, I mean...
He's constantly yelling. He's such a hard listener.
Well, listen, Ray, Ray, I'm sorry, and I just hung up on you because it was enough already, but you had a personal thing with him where he yelled at you and hung up. So now, all of a sudden, everything that he does sucks because you're mad at him. But meanwhile, you had called the show to engage him at some point because you liked the discussion they were having. You just didn't like the way that it ended up. So... I think that I've always love Sal. I lived with him. I used to tell Chernoff after his mistake when he ended up getting fired from here all those years ago. I was like, you got to get Sal back in the mix. I also fought for him to fill in for us in the summer. I've always had his back, and I'll continue to have his back. And I do think he's great. And I don't think there's anything wrong with him saying he wants to be the best and his job's a priority. I think that's something you want to hear if you're management around here. So, I mean, he had his issue with Evan, and he talked about it on the air. It's something he wouldn't have done. So, you know, I'm with him on that.
So you're on Sal's side as opposed to Evan's side.
When it comes to missing work for opening day, yeah. I mean, I clearly said it.
Yeah, I know.
Second I heard about it.
And I love the fact that Sal wants to be the best and that he's fighting to be the best and that he wants to make sure that he cuts through, and he obviously has cut through, right?
Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, like, he's doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing.
And to Sal's credit, yesterday he actually brought up, he's like, listen, I'll be honest with you, I'm mad that BT's not here today. He's like, I know he had a family obligation, but he should be working. So he even called out his own partner.
You have a family obligation. That's hard. That's a little harsh.
Well, it was Easter, I think. They were traveling for Easter, I think, is what it was.
Especially, well, was it a... So you're telling me that they probably had off from school, so they're traveling, and they take their vacation, and they should not have taken the vacation opening weekend.
That's what he's saying. He said that he was mad that BT was not hosting. My point is that he didn't just take his frustration out on Evan. He actually even
brought up his own partner. I mean, he's just like torching the whole place. He's going to burn the whole place down is what he's doing. All right, that's fine.
No.
What?
He's not going to burn the whole place down. Here's another thing, too, because I've been victim of this many times, where something's going on in your life, and you take it out on the callers to the radio show or whoever else. So there were many times, whether stuff was going on at home or we were having our infertility issues or something, whatever, bad days, everybody has them, where I couldn't separate the two early on. You understand what I'm saying? So I wasn't good at that. I've worked on that now where I don't do that anymore. But in the beginning, at least I try not to. But in the beginning, I couldn't separate my bad day happening and then being on the air. Sal's been moving from here to New Jersey. He has had a high level of stress, and he is not handling it well.
So what I would say to that?
Yeah.
You want to be professional, show up and handle it. Just handle it.
Well, he did handle it.
Stop being a wuss and stop, you know, yapping about it. Handle it and don't take it out on the callers because you're having a bad day. That's not your job. Your job is to entertain callers, inform callers, or inform the audience, entertain the audience.
Well, I think he is.
Look, I'm a fan. Yeah. I told you I'm a fan.
Right.
But you're sitting here making excuses for him.
What do you mean?
Oh, he's in the middle of a move. He's stressed out.
Making excuses.
I feel like we're not all stressed out. All of us are stressed out.
I get it, but you got to remember, he's also, this is the first time that he's had the full-time daytime show thing.
And don't ruin it.
He isn't ruining it. I think he's doing a great job. Just because he yells at a few callers doesn't mean he's not doing a good job.
Yeah, but you're sitting here trying to tell me, like, he's got this issue going on, he's got that stress issue going on. Okay, great. Get over it and show up and do your show.
No excuses.
He is.
Right. The fact is that you have 4 hours to get away from all of that crap and talk about the things you love, your teams.
Yeah. He does for the most part. It's not an excuse. It's an explanation. He hasn't found that, hey, things are going terrible over here. I can't bring it in here yet.
Look, I'm sorry that he's ripping into Evan, ripping into BT. You know, you and I are like two of his biggest fans. We want to support him. I told him at Boomer and Geo Live, man, just go out there and be yourself, man. Just do what you can do because you know you're talented. We all know you're talented. Don't hold back. And maybe this is what he's doing. Maybe he's not holding back. I don't know. But if you're going to sit here and tell me that, you know, he's showing up and he's got all this other stress in his life, like none of us have stress in our life.
No. You're picking and choosing. I said all of us have stress. All of us have these bad days. And he's been going through this move. His stress level is high. And if
they don't move,
it feels to me that had something to do with the blowing up of yesterday. That's all. I mean, it's an explanation.
I think he had to move.
Yeah, he did because it was impossible for him to get to Ronkonkoma to here. So he ended up...
And also his wife wanted to move and he's not really...
Why are you going to Sable from here?
Different hours.
Completely different.
Okay.
I mean, I could not live in Sayville and do the midday show and be comfortable. It'd be impossible. I'd have to move, too. The only reason I can live out in the friendliest town in America is because of these hours.
Okay. So, all right.
I feel like Sal needs stress in his life to really perform well on the radio. Like, I love when he, when I heard he was miserable from moving, I was like, oh, let me keep this radio on.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with that.
All right. Well, whatever.
If he's comfortable and happy, that's not going to be good.
Yeah. It's probably, you're probably right. That's, he needs to be like angry with people.
All right. Let's just run through these quick because we're going to be moving on. Ben in Wayne, New Jersey. What's going on, Ben?
Hey, Gio, I got to say, man, I think you're far from the pulse of the people. That last caller was right, man. Sal hangs up on 8 out of 10 callers if you disagree with him about the weather. Sal is so hang up happy, and that's what got him in trouble with the whole Carl Banks thing. And his first thing is, oh, you can't tell me how to run the show. And 90% of the time, it's just people disagreeing with his take. It's a joke, and I'm so happy that he had to wear that clown costume, because now I got a screenshot of Salicata dressed up as a clown.
Well, he uses that as his own avatar, by the way, so he has leaned into good. That. You know, but, yeah, good. Ben, I mean, I don't, here's another thing. We have callers now that are mad that Sal hangs up on callers. What do the listeners who don't call think? That's really the thing, because the callers, they hate being hung up on. They can't stand that stuff. But the listener half the time doesn't care if you're hanging up on a caller or not, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Joseph in Astoria. What's going on, Joseph?
Hey, guys. First time, long time.
What's happening, Joe? What's happening?
I love Al, too. Yeah. Anyway, I'm a listener. I'm not a caller. I love Sal Licata. I got a problem with Evan Roberts, okay?
Yeah.
Guy looks like he hasn't taken a shower in 3 months. How does it doesn't bother Boomer, okay? His beard. He smells.
He smells? How do you know he smells?
I mean, come on, guys. I've been watching the show for 47 years. 45 years I've been hearing the show. I love you guys. Okay. Somebody's got to talk to this guy. I'm talking for a guy that's 40 and up. We watching this guy on TV. He's got dandruff on his beard. I love you guys. Have a good day.
Okay. All right, thanks, Joseph. Love you, too. Yeah, I mean.
Look, he comes here. I don't know if he still uses the bathroom as his little bird bath back there, does he, or no?
I don't know what that situation is anymore.
Okay. I don't think he does that because he doesn't ride his bike in anymore. He used to do that when he rode his bike in and he gets sweaty and stuff. All right, so this is this fine line between...
Man, people don't like Sal and Evan, man, or whatever. I don't know what's going on here.
Nobody likes anybody. Come on. I mean, yesterday, two things we said about you. Yeah, I like you too, but I'm saying we said two things about the Mets yesterday. Everybody got their pitchforks out. Everybody hates everybody.
But hey, I mean, I'm just giving you my opinion. That's all.
I know.
And but, maybe from somebody with a great deal of experience.
All right, so let me ask.
As opposed to an old man. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let me ask you. This is one of those things, too, about Evan and the way he dresses and does things. So there's this line that I'm not sure what the right one is, because I've also thought about this when I've said, man, Evan looks like a schlub when he dresses like that. And he's the afternoon guy. He's got to have a little bit more of an aura, whatever. But don't you want the guy to be himself? Like that's who Evan is. He's a underdressed baseball
narp
dweeb,
yes,
who lives his life that way. So like, if that's authentic him, then that's authentic him. And so I don't know where I fall on this, because part of me is like, hey, clean it up, right? But another part of me is like, just do you.
Be you, man. Just be comfortable with being you. But I understand what Joseph is saying, because I did catch Evan and Tiki on SNY, and I mean, like, he looks like crap. I mean... He sits low in that chair, and all you see is just big, big head of hair.
I'll tell you why now people are noticing this more. You know the reason why?
Why?
Well, just think about it. He was with Joe Beningo for a very long time.
Okay.
Joe Beningo is Joe Beningo, all right?
Okay.
Then he's sitting next to Craig, who normally has like a sweatshirt on or whatever, a backwards hat. He's moving around. Nobody's paying attention to him.
Right.
So now you've got this chiseled former running back wearing these $250 button-down shirts, popping out of it, cleanly shaven.
Yes.
His head is perfect. Like, an ice sculptor couldn't make a more perfect head. And then you juxtapose that to homeless Carrot Top, as I have called him before. And that's why it accentuates. Evan could hide next to those two guys and get away with his appearance. Now he can't.
Well, I think he sits so low in his chair. And yeah. All I see is like a little head with all this hair on it.
Yeah.
And it does. I mean, Joseph's right. I mean, it is. It's. And I guess this whole bet thing and all that other stuff is still going on.
Yeah.
That's why he looks the way he does.
Evan should sit in with Marash and Tommy should sit in with Tiki.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Yeah. That's exactly what they should do.
And I think actually Lugau is a very good talk show host.
He is. See, he's in that stage now where you get a little bit of him and people like him and then you put him on 5 days and everybody hates him too.
Yeah.
That's always what happens. Man, you should be on full time and get on full time. This guy sucks.
Well, I think he is full time.
But you know what I'm saying. He's got like a half hour here or there, you know?
Yeah.
It's like not enough time for people to hate your guts. All right. Break.
Oh, my God.
All right. When you said he looks like crap, I mean, that was like biting. I hurt. For Evan.
Well, he does.
Well.
And you know it. You just said it. You said he's sitting next to, like, chiseled Tiki.
All right.
Bitch, shut your mouth.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is here with a quick update. We're taking calls on how everybody hates all the hosts here for a little bit. So that put us back. So let's get right to it, Jerry. Give us the good stuff, man.
All right, brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. All right, so a lot of this stuff going on with Evan. Now he's here. He'll be in, right?
Yeah, 9 a.m., yep.
So he's the surprise guest.
Yes, that's right. Yep, he ruined a surprise by coming out of his office too early.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Did I just ruin that?
Nah, he kind of. By the way, Boomer had an idea.
You're welcome.
You're welcome for what?
Bathroom floor.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Mm. So yesterday, and I've been told supposedly Sal apologized for this after.
What?
I don't know. I'm just telling what I was told. Here was Sal annoyed that he had to reply to all these inquiries on Friday night about the Sal Spike thing.
My answer to everybody was calling, I have no idea. I'm not in on this stuff. Is it a work, which is a wrestling term? Work is, I guess, a fake thing. Shoot is a real thing. Is it a work? I have no idea. Work or shoot? Here's what I do know. This is a shoot. What I'm about to say is a shoot. It's embarrassing to me that the host of the afternoon show on WFAN in New York take off to go to a baseball game. I got real life stuff going on. I leave my wife home alone on Long Island on moving day because I know how important it is to be here.
Which he was, as we know. Of course,
what he is? He's a WFAN hero. That's what he is.
I will say he's right about everybody texting. It was driving me nuts on Friday. Is this real? Is this real? I'm not. Yeah. I don't listen to the radio station 24/7. You know, just say something like, hey, this happened on the radio. Is it real? Like, everyone's, hey, what's happening? Like, I know I'm clued into everything.
See, this is why Saturdays with Richard Neer and Sunday with Moose, just so calm.
Yeah, yeah,
it is. Well, he said if he's got to be here, because he thinks he should be with a lot of stuff going on in his life, then Evan should be too. And then your guy Hoff jumped in.
I have to defend Evan. Because
what?
I wasn't even here on the last week. So
you're taking
shots at me
you
too.
You shouldn't have taken it. I planned this out
a long time ago.
It's the week before opening
it
day.
It doesn't make a difference.
Take your vacation somewhere else.
All right. And then you mentioned the thing with Brandon. That's where he mentioned this.
Truth be told, this is even more of a shoot. We didn't plan this. I'm annoyed. BT's not here today. It's his right. He can do what he wants.
That is the end
of personal life. He's got family. He's got family obligations. Easter holiday. I get it. But I'd rather be doing the show with him today. I don't want to be doing this solo.
Understandably so.
I'm going to tell you right now, Brandon is going to come back, and you know what he's going to do.
Jam it up the A-gap.
Man, I'm telling you. Wow.
Going after everybody.
I mean, yeah. I thought they were getting along so well.
They are. Suck on it.
They are getting along very well. I get his point, though.
Not after that.
He'd rather be doing the show with his partner than solo. I understand.
Yeah, who's a Yankees fan. And by the way, helps the conversation.
I understand all that, too. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, he just called his partner out on the air.
Call a lot of people out.
I mean, you know, you would never do that to me, I don't think.
I have not.
I will not. I never do that to you.
I have not. I will not.
What he just did to Brandon, and you know Brandon better than anybody.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
I know Sal better than anybody. I've known him forever.
But you know Brandon, too.
I do. He's not going to like that.
Okay.
He's going to come in here. That testosterone's going to be oozing out of every orifice.
I'm telling you.
He doesn't want this smoke.
Couple more. Here's where he agreed with Spike's comments, real or not, on Friday.
We need to grow up around here. Not to mention the attire that Spike was right on. Look, I don't know if it was fake or not. I'm telling you the truth. Every word that came out of his mouth that I saw, I agreed with.
Okay, and then, as now, a caller would chime in.
Evan's a clown, dude.
Yeah.
He's an absolute clown. He's a clown. Yeah. His appearance is just awful. I don't know what he's doing.
Well, I'm not going to call Evan a clown. However, I also won't call him an adult.
I mean, how do they feel about other radio stations?
Man. But he just said, Evan's a clown.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he said. Then he goes,
Evan's
I'm not going to call
him. Dude.
Yeah. He's a I mean, meanwhile, people up calling, killing Sal. I'm defending him, right? And this guy goes, "Evan's a clown." Yeah, yeah, I guess
so. Evan's a clown, dude.
Yeah.
And Jerry, you're mixing it up right now. I like it.
No, I'm just, Al was the one that told me about what went on yesterday.
Okay.
I said, should I get the clips? He's like, yeah, this is good station stuff. And he was right. I went and listened to it, and I wound up cutting up 14 clips because there's a lot of good stuff. I played a couple of them last hour. And then you have that. Oh, and the last one, he comes back. He circles back to Hoff.
I wasn't going to say anything, but the fact that you were off last week, that's an embarrassment. You know what? Mike. Now, Mike wasn't my boss when I produced for Francesa, was behind the scenes with Mike running the board. He wouldn't let me take that off. He'd be, what are you, out of your mind? You got to be here.
And then Hoff wasn't. So, and he told Hoff, take off in February, take off the summer, just not.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there are times that that vacation that I took, I went and said, all right, when does opening day happen? When's the spring book start?
Those things. How are we doing in the winter book? These are things you got to think about. And, you know. Evan did not.
One more quick one.
Go to a baseball game and miss an opening day afternoon drive show. And if there is going to be Tiki and friends, maybe I throw my hat in the ring.
And he wants to leave BT now.
Wow, that's the biggest one. Man, oh man.
I kind of feel like Sal's blowtorching the place.
Well, I mean, he's clearly saying that he should be doing afternoon drive and not Evan. That's what he's saying.
And doesn't want to work with BT anymore.
Did he apologize?
That's what I was told. After it was told to him that Evan did show up at 4:30 or whatever time to finish the show, he apologized. That's what
I'm a clown.
I don't know if he did or not. I'm only telling you what I was told.
Jesus.
So, yeah. There you have it. Real quick.
He comes back.
Yeah, that's going to be... That could be their first melee.
It could be their first fight.
Well, second. They had that thing before.
They did?
Yeah.
What thing?
Well, that's where that... He doesn't want this smoke.
Oh, that was...
But that was... They weren't partners.
Exactly. No, I'm talking about their first...
This is serious.
Yeah.
This could be their first Mike and the Mad Dog moment.
Could be.
But did we have like an over-under on there?
Probably, but first
like
big fight.
Months or something.
They've been great. It's been a lot of kumbaya there.
Yeah.
But I was just waiting for him to take aim at Dove. Because he's like, BT should be here. It's an embarrassment that you took off. Dove, stop eating cereal.
God damn. He was the one guy that avoided all this. Was Dove, man. At least from what I could tell. Yankees did beat the Diamondbacks 5-2. Mets shut out in 10 by the Tigers 5-0. The games will continue. And then the NCAA tournament real quick. Iowa beat LSU 94-87. UConn beat USC 80-73. They move on. Rangers lost to the Penguins. Flyers beat the Islanders beat the Flyers in overtime 4-3. Just a couple of quick ones from John Tortorella on his goalie, Ivan Fedotov, who came in after a first period. Wound up playing the second and the third.
Totally impressed. I put him in a hell of a spot. And he's the only goddamn player that played in the second period.
and then he was asked if a couple of days off will help his team.
Yeah, we can talk about that. To rest, this, that, the other thing. If you don't have enough balls to play in these type of games, rest doesn't do us any good.
There you go.
I love that guy.
The Islanders with the game winner from Brock Nelson. Knicks in Miami tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Evan Roberts joins us in studio, top of the 9 a.m. hour, in less than 10 minutes to talk about his book and some of these allegations and accusations against him.
Did he dress for his appearance?
I did see him out there.
And
he's dressed like Evan.
So he's not dressed for the appearance. I mean, we're on CBS Sports Network, for God's sake.
I know.
He's on national television. We're going to introduce him to a national audience.
Yeah, and he looks like him.
All right, well.
Whatever you would like to describe that as, that's what he looks like. Like him. There's also another thing, too. Like, me being a hairy guy, something I noticed because I need a haircut right now. I'm getting one this week.
Yeah.
You know, you get the back of the neck, you start to feel it.
Yeah, you get some hair right here, yes.
Underneath you can see, because
yes,
of his shirt and where the collar is,
right,
you could see all the hair on his upper back as well, that's just like creeping up.
So he's like a hairy ginger.
Yeah, I mean, it's intense. Like, well, you'll see it when he comes in and sits down. It looks like a mat you would hit off at a driving range, but red instead of green. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is his beard colored or is it
No, normal? No, it's normal.
Is you he know, just colored for the show?
No, it's not. No, that's over with.
He's over with.
Yeah, it's done.
So how long does he have to keep the beard?
Until Pete Alonso gets an extension.
He's not getting an extension.
Yeah.
What is he thinking about?
It's too bad that he made a deal of not cutting the hair and the beard, because if he trimmed up the hair and then trimmed the beard, he would look really good.
Well, really good.
But does shaving neck hair count as getting a haircut?
it shouldn't. Because I'm talking about, this isn't even, it's separated from where his head hair is.
Right, so he could clean that up and still be okay.
Yeah, that's got to be, I mean, that's a tough, and I am a guy, I bought this thing like years ago. It's called the man groomer. And it like has, it's a big extension thing. Because I felt so bad asking Gina to shave my back. I was like, that's a disgusting thing to do to a woman, you know? So just like shave my hair off my back, you know? I just want to try not to have her be totally turned off. So I bought this man groomer thing. And it's like, it's got like an attachment deal. And I could like go like a back scratcher and get it all off. And I know when I have to do it. Like, I feel it. Like, I'd actually feel the hair, like, waving in the wind when I walk without a shirt on. I'm like, all right, I got to go back there and get it. So, if anyone would like to borrow my man groomer, he can. He can have it. What, man?
I really don't know what to say to this. I mean,
when you see that back hair, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
All right. I'll see what it looks like, and then we can determine as to whether or not he should be allowed to cut it. I mean,
okay. Well, let's get him in here, and he will be joining us. He's got a book out. He's an author. He's a colleague, and he's a man who was under fire lately.
He's actually
here.
A father.
He is a father.
He scaring the hell out of his kids?
His kids apparently were upset that he was leaving early this morning because he doesn't normally leave early.
Okay.
They didn't like seeing Daddy go out the door.
You got all this information in how much time?
2 minutes.
Okay.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.